USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Direct and straightforward. That's how National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan describes President Biden's roughly two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He reiterated America's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Sullivan adding that President Biden warned Putin regarding those troops and what happens if Russia invades Ukraine.
If Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
The drop in productivity in the third quarter is more significant than what was originally reported. In November, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting it was down by 5%. But according to revised data, it fell by 5.2%, making it the largest drop since 1960. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Today we honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice during the attack on Pearl Harbor.
It was 80 years ago the United States was forced into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Although most people associate the term D-Day with the Normandy invasion on June 6, 1944, it is military code for the beginning of any offensive operation. In the Pacific Theater during World War II, there were more than 100 D-Days. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Netflix, Disney Plus, and many high-profile sites are offline due to an Amazon server issue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A new CNBC small business survey shows 34% of small business owners now approve of the way President Joe Biden is handling his job as president, down from 40% in the third quarter of the year. Most of the decrease was among independents at 33% who now approve of Biden. Inflation tops a list of concerns, with 34% of small business owners citing it as the biggest risk to their business, followed by supply chain disruptions. This, as a former CEO of McDonald's, Ed Renzi, tells Fox News, inflation is real and hurting consumers across the country.
It is not good right now, and this inflation is just making matters so much worse. The American public is just getting brutalized with inflation. I look at the prices, I'm just stunned at what restaurant prices have come to. It's really tragic when a case of chicken goes from $40 a case to $175 a case, if you can get it.
Right.
I mean, it's just the family budget can't handle this.
A Harvard Caps Harris poll asked voters about a possible presidential rematch in 2024. According to the poll, 48% of Americans would pick Donald Trump, with 45% choosing Biden and 8% unsure. In the poll, women were equally divided, with each candidate drawing 46%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.